Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Today we're talking about the Golden State Killer. Alex, what are we getting on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter and Instagram? We're asking you to use the hashtag Murder Monday.
Alexis Michelle says, hashtag Murder Monday has us shook on our way to school. That is so messed up. Kay Hanif says, at Joe and Alex Show, make me a sandwich too, Mr. Murder. Hashtag Murder Monday. Lindsay says, thanks for the nightmares, at Joe and Alex Show. Hashtag Murder Monday. That audio is creepy.
All right, Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. We were last left off with the Golden State Killer. It looks like he's moving on. Is that right?
He did. So all of the attacks stop in Northern California, and they think the problem's gone. This guy is just reformed, I guess. But what we learn is that in Southern California, about this same time, attacks that are very similar start popping up. Attacks of couples, women alone in their home. All the MO is the same. This time, though, he almost got caught because someone broke into the home. Someone screamed. He's not going to let them live to scream. So now he starts killing the couples. And it's different every time. Sometimes he shoots them. Sometimes he beats them. But this is the 80s. There's no DNA at this time. They might be collecting it, but all they can test for is blood type.
Wow.
So we have these really similar attacks happening in Southern California that they are connecting in Southern California. But they have no idea that they have anything to do with all this stuff that happened in Northern California. They're so far apart. Law enforcement aren't talking together. FBI is not involved. So there's nothing connecting these. And so he goes on to kill through 1986. And 1986 is the last confirmed victim of the original Night Stalker or the Golden State Killer, and nothing happens until 1998, and this is when Southern California law enforcement gets a grant to start testing DNA in their cold cases.
Ooh.
And that's when they're able to actually 100% confirm that all these murders they had in Southern California, there's 12 of them, were connected. And then they start linking the DNA to 45 cases of rape in Northern California. And that's when they realize this guy had gone basically up and down the coast committing crimes. And there's a couple of theories about why he would have stopped. To this day, we have no idea who he is. We
wow.
have a couple of sketches. I think they all look drastically different.
Yeah, you can see that at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.
But there's a couple of theories. Most people say that he's either in prison or he's dead. I think this is totally wrong because there's actually a law passed because of the original Night Stalkers, Prop 90 or 69, that anyone who's convicted of a felony has to have their DNA tested and compared to anything in the database. So when this passed, they were sure that something was going to pop up. This guy's in prison. That's why he stopped. But as they got everyone tested and nothing got compared, they were just left scratching their head. So I really believe one of two things happened. I think either A, he was smart. We know he was smart. He was always changing and adapting because of what was in the media. As the 80s rolled around, maybe he realized they're connecting all of the cases because of the same MO. And maybe he realized that DNA is becoming more prevalent and started taking protection against that. So he could just be continuing killing, but in different ways every single time, which is even more terrifying. That there could be more and they're not connected.
If the theory was true that he would have been a high schooler or just out of high school in the 80s, then he could be in his early 50s now.
So they believe that he is in his 60s now. And that kind of brings me to my second theory. I think it's very possible that he could have just stopped. People say
but
that
you can't. But when you have an urge to kill like that, though, you don't get rid of it. How could he just suppress that?
So that's what everyone says. He escalated from burglary to rape to being a serial killer. But that's exactly what BTK did. Everyone thought he died or was in prison, and he was just living his life with his family. So this guy's in his 60s now and could just be wandering around among us.
He's just a grandpa.
He's waiting to go to a retirement community and strike again.
He's just in Toys R Us with his grandkids. Getting a little Tyke's bike. That's all he's doing.
That creeps me out, though, that like they could just stop like that. Because I just assume they keep on going and going and going.
Until they get caught.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone had always believed.
Because it's like an addiction. You can't get rid of it.
It is. But again, BTK did it. And everyone kind of refers back. Like, it's possible. We don't know why.
Wow.
But it is.
Incredible. Another incredible story from Miss Ashley Flowers.
Dang,
from Crime Stoppers.
I hate these stories, though, because nobody's actually locked up. They can still be out there.
Him and the Zodiac Man, they're somewhere on a deserted island just clinking Mai Tais.
All right, Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, thank you so much for coming in today for Murder Monday. If you have an anonymous tip to help a local crime that took place, please call 317-262-TIPS or crimetips.org. Also, you can let us know what you think about Murder Monday. Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Use the hashtag Murder Monday. And on our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page.